And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ledinsky contemplates dancing in the revolution.
I knew I was in trouble when a gentle question floated by another activist cracked the thin shell of tension holding me together, and I burst into manic laughter. The question was, what are you doing for self-care? What? Who has time? Dial that phone, make another banner to hoist at another rally, sign that petition, somehow keep your work life afloat, and remember to do a load of laundry and get some groceries in the house. Self-care? We don't need no stinking self-care. But I am starting to see the wisdom of the concept, because it turns out you really cannot sustain yourself in a heightened state of activist frenzy without crashing. So I'm finding inspiration in Emma Goldman, the early 20th century anarchist feminist who famously proclaimed, "If I can't dance, it's not my revolution." Even while protesting, she wore fabulously fashionable hats. Google her mugshots and you can enjoy her sartorial sass. She knew, as did her compatriots, that activists need to fuel their work by occasionally rolling up the rug to cut loose, preferably with a beer in hand. As the song goes, give us bread, but give us roses, too. I got an unexpected crash course on self-care on inauguration night. I had been feeling crushed by everything, by the surreal images of the D.C. inauguration and by the myriad details of a community event that day. I was part of a committee putting on a People's Inaugural Ball that night at the Civil Rights Heritage Center, which seemed like a good idea a few weeks earlier. But by late afternoon on January 20th, I just wanted to go full fetal position, preferably under a muffling quilt. I grimly soldiered on, not feeling the decorations I'd borrowed from the Queer Straight Alliance on my campus, rainbow disco lights, confetti, and sparkly table toppers I'd grabbed on a grumpy last-minute run to the party store. I wasn't sure anyone would even come. It was cold, already very dark, and our event space felt hollow. But then, right at go time, a clutch of moms eager for a family-friendly distraction showed up with a mob of wired little kids who couldn't tear off their jackets fast enough as they skidded onto the dance floor. Our DJ started rocking the house, and toddlers and grade schoolers began wiggling and jumping, all electric silliness, and with such abandon, the adults couldn't resist joining in. Something crackled up inside me, too, and I peeled off my suit jacket and just tried to keep up, laughing and out of breath as the kids shouted to the music, "Watch me whip, now watch me nay-nay." Women from the local mosque joined the crowd, and by then the room was jammed as the electric slide started playing, and I began spinning, soaking in the crazy mix of those who knew the moves and those of us just stomping and cha-chaing and clapping, sloshing around in the sea of people, all ages and colors, a swirl of beads and hijabs and light-up shoes and sweat and laughter. I'm still finding confetti from that night that I've tracked into my campus office. Those tiny, out-of-place sparkles remind me of ideas in The Pillow Book, written by the Japanese court lady Shonagon over 1,000 years ago. In it, she enumerates mundane but shimmering examples of things that delight. Now, on days without dancing, I still try to stretch toward delight. I push myself into simple yoga positions, a big breath, and then I rise into downward dog, and then I recite a mantra of the heirloom seeds I'll be planting just the month after next, paper seed packets of Aunt Gertie's gold tomatoes, moon and stars watermelon, burpless muncher cucumbers, mammoth melting snow peas, purple plum radishes, peppermint stick zinnias, Prosperosa eggplants, and on and on. I think of a sign painted on cardboard from a recent protest. They tried to bury us, but then they discovered we are seeds. It's self-care, I think, just to remember the world is still full of beautiful things, and we are planting them, and they will grow. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ledinsky. Thank you.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.